Go ahead and hit a button, Haley. So this is our friend Jiro, who's going to be helping us today.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jiro, and I'm a social robot.
Cool stuff. So we can go ahead and get started, and we'll talk to Jiro again. So could you tell me what letter you see here, what you see here, and then another word or object, something that you can think of that starts with this letter?
A, apple, and then applesauce. B, boy, banana. C, cookies, cheese. D, duck, dog. E, elephant, eggplant. F, fish, friends. G, guitar, my friend. H, house, my name, Haley. ice cream. J, juice, Jeff. K, key. That's my dad's thing. L, leaf, Laura. M, monkey, macaroni. N, nose, notorious. O, orange, octopus. P, plate, peppers. Q, quack, queen. R, red, recycle. S, spider, Simmons. T, table, tongue. U, umbrella, unicycle. V, vacuum, Veronica. W, watch, watermelon. X, x-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, U. Z, zebra, Zimbabwe.
Oh my gosh, you did such a good job. I'm impressed.
Great job.
Thank you.
You can go ahead and hit a button now. Alright, next we have some numbers. Fun stuff. Although, I know you say you like history, but... So if you can go ahead and read this number and then tell me what you think comes next.
1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16.
Not quite. So, what's this?
20.
Okay, so what do you think comes next?
25.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
25, 30. 30, 35. Oh. 40, 50. 50, 60. 60, 75. Or 70. I didn't know if it was coming to 15. 70, 85, oh, 80, 80, 90, 90, 100, 110, 200, 300, oh, 500, 1,000.
And I think that's where we are. Oh. Good job, you're good. It's definitely tricky.
Yeah.
So can you read what you see here and then tell me the answer?
9 plus 7 equals 16. 19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3 is 18. 21 divided by 3 is 7.
Nice. You sped through that. Go ahead and hit a buzzer.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
All right. We have another activity now where I get to show you some cool pictures.
Okay.
All right. So if I have a shoe here, and now I have another one, I have two what?
Shoes.
So if I have a brib, and then I have another brib, I have two...
Bribs.
If we have a light and another light...
We have two lights.
If we have a bell and another bell...
We have two bells.
If we have a yawk and another one...
We have two yawks.
If we have a crib and another crib...
We have two cribs.
There's a pint and another one.
Two pints.
We have a foo.
Two foos.
A cow.
A what?
A cow.
Okay. Two cows.
rock?
Two rocks.
Yep. A duck?
Two ducks.
A slide?
Two slides.
Yep. And then a skack?
Two skacks.
And then a bag?
Two bags.
And then a ship?
Two ships.
And then a cup?
Two cups.
And then a snack?
Two snacks.
And then a yag?
Two yags.
And then a mip?
Two mips.
And then a smide?
Two smides. And that's it.
Back to the beginning. Great work. Go ahead and hit a button.
Great job.
Nice. You sped through that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we have a fun activity, but this time our friend Jibo is going to help us out. So Jibo, go ahead and take it away. Introduce yourself again.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Haley.
That's an awesome name.
Thank you, Jibo.
My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Orange. My favorite color is orange.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Thanks, Jibo.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so cool.
Sometimes Jibo is silly, so don't mind Jibo.
Let's get started. Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. Today, we're going to do an activity
together.
I'm going to show you some pictures.
She's Dory.
Just wants to make sure you really heard.
I didn't see anything.
It popped up and went away.
Let's come back to the green text.
Okay, yeah. Here, we'll move ahead and come back to it. Jibo gets sleepy sometimes, so they're going to check on
okay.
her real quick and see what's up. Alrighty, so we'll look at other ones until then. No biggie.
Okay.
So, do you like reading?
Yes.
Yeah? What type of things do you read?
I usually read chapter books or biographies.
Oh, yeah, that's really
and
cool.
And I really like World War II historical fiction books.
Awesome, wow. Yeah. So before we start, if you can go ahead and hit another buzzer. And you can start reading for me.
Today is the big day, Reina yelled as she ran out of her room. Today is the party for Kai. Reina was happy about Kai's birthday party at the skating rink. Reina and Kai were best friends and they liked roller skating together. All the girls in her class were invited to the party. Reina got to the party early so she could warm up before the party began. Reina liked to go fast in the fog. The rink was lit red and blue and green lights. The different colors made Reina's pants with swag sparkle. Reina skated to the song Billie Jean. When the other girls got to the party, they saw Reina skating quickly around the rink. Wow, said Jen. Reina is a good skater. This looks like fun. Let's have fun, Reina, said Jen. All the girls walked quickly to the rink floor except for Jess and Kim. They walked slowly. I do not know how to skate, said Jess. I do not know how either, said Kim. Watch us, said Reina. And Kai and Reina skated fast across the floor. Now you try, said Kai. Jess and Kim moved slowly. As they began to skate, the girls fell down. Good try, said Reina and Kai as they helped the girls up. We will teach you how to skate. Hold our hands. Reina and Kai did not skate fast. They went slowly as they helped Jess and Kim. Next time we will go fast, said Kai. The girls smiled.
Oh, good job. Have you been skating before?
Yes. I have my own pair of roller blades that can turn into roller skates and then back to roller blades.
That's so cool. I've never seen that. How'd it go?
It was fun because we have this like loop by our house and we ride there on our bikes and our scooters and our skates.
Wow, that's so fun. You're probably better than me. I'm all flat skating. All right, could you read this one too?
It was Bab's birthday, and she was excited to take a birthday surprise to school. Bab made cupcakes in a cookie bake oven to take to school as her surprise. Bab's mom helped her. Bab liked to frost the top. She spread yellow, pink, blue, green, and orange frosting on top of each treat. Bab liked orange the best. When it was time for Bab to go to school, she did not ride the bus. She did not want her surprise to get squished, so Bab's mom drove her to school in the van. Bab felt very special. She was happy to share with her class. After lunch, the teacher said, "Class, it is time to sing Bab's for Bab's birthday." Mrs. Glad had Bab come to the front of the class. She got to sit in the chair with wheels as the class sang, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Bab, happy birthday to you." Bab smiled. She started passing out her treats and let each student pick one. Bab wanted to eat an orange one, so she set it on her left. When she got to the last student, there were three cupcakes left. Friend said, "No, thank you. I want an orange one," but they are all gone. Bab looked at the orange one on her desk. She said, "I want to share on my birthday. I will give the orange one to Fern." Bab gave Fern the orange cupcake and took a pink one for herself. Both girls smiled as they ate Bab's birthday surprise.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sharing is caring.
Jibo back to watching your read, okay?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jibo.
Do you want to read this one too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandma has a big house with lots of steps. She has a bad leg, so I run up and down the stairs to get her medicine and slippers. I like to help her. Mama and I need to find a new home. Grandma wants us to live with her. I want to live with Grandma. On Sunday, I was visiting Grandma. She fell on the steps and broke her leg. I was scared. I had to get help. I called 911. The ambulance took Grandma to the hospital. Grandma and Mama told me I did the right thing. "We will live with Grandma," said Mama. "She needs a good, smart, and kind boy like you." I was so happy to live with Grandma. One morning, Grandma told me to watch the pancakes while she let the cat out. "Do not touch the pan," said Grandma. When Grandma left, I tried to flip the pancakes like the man on TV. My pancakes went in the air and then came down, but not on the pan. The pancake batter went all over. What a mess. I was so scared. Grandma came back and said, "What happened, Kaiwan? Then Grandma began to laugh hard. She told me to look at myself. I had batter spots all over my face. I looked so funny, and I laughed too. We cleaned up the mess and made more pancakes. They were the best pancakes ever.
Nice. Have you made pancakes before?
Yeah. I helped my mom make the batter, and then I also pour some of them too.
Oh yeah. What types do you like?
I like regular pancakes, but when we go to restaurants, I usually get chocolate chip pancakes. We got pancakes from a restaurant this morning.
Really?
Yep.
You got chocolate chip?
Yep.
Oh, delicious. Awesome. You did such a great job reading. Go ahead and hit a button.
You're doing an awesome job.
So now, Jibo, I think that maybe we can try the green task again if Jibo's good to go.
Yes.
Yay. Take it away.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. Look at the picture.
So what do you see there?
What is this?
I see a lion, a boy, I saw two fish, and the lion and the boy were on a boat sailing in a big river with like huge fish with a bunch of lily pads, and then there's a bunch of flowers behind them, and I think hills behind them. I don't know what that is, but there's a dragonfly too.
So how do you think they got there? What's happening?
I think that this boar was just trying to like ride a boat, and then a lion just hopped in, and then he was like, "Oh, okay, let's just have a lion come."
So what are they doing now, you think?
Sailing across the little river to try to get somewhere.
To get somewhere? Where do you think they're going?
Maybe the little boy is trying to go home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jibo, where'd the picture go, silly? Sometimes Jibo does this, but you did a great job explaining that.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go, it's back.
Yeah.
All right, anything else about this one? Would you ever ride with a lion?
Probably not.
Why?
Unless it's like a baby lion, then I wouldn't, because I know lions are very dangerous if they're not, if they're wild lions. And if they're like, if they were born in captivity, then they're most likely to be close to humans, and they'd probably trust humans more than a wild one would. Because people hunt lions, so the ones not born in captivity would be scared, probably.
Aww.
And then that's when they would try to attack to protect their family.
Yeah. Do you think these ones are friends?
Yes, because the lion is just sitting down, mm-hmm. not doing anything, just enjoying the view.
Good. Anything else about this one?
There's big, like, flower things that I don't know what they are, like, right here.
Oh, yeah. What do you think they might be?
I think they might be, like, big flowers, like, maybe the ones that eat bugs, the plants that eat bugs.
Maybe. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything else? You seem to know a lot about flowers. Do you garden?
Not really, but we have flowers in our yard. And we have a flower box kind of at the edge of our yard between our neighbor. And we're growing like the really tall flowers that are supposed to be like 3 feet tall.
Whoa.
And they're pretty big right
yeah.
now.
What types do you have? Do you know like the names?
No, but my mom would.
Okay, that's okay. That's awesome though. All right, so if you don't have anything else, we can probably go to the next one, Gibo.
Yeah. There is a boy who has a paper airplane trying to throw it out his window and pretending like he's a pilot, stomping on his bed, and he has a bunch of cars, and he has a sock that looks like a baseball, kind of. And that's supposed to be his, like, his imagination, probably. Because you can't have clouds in your room. So it's kind of impossible, unless you have, like, hanging clouds, like babies might have, like a mobile.
If you could have something in your room, what would you want if it were possible?
I want a desk.
A desk? Oh.
Yeah.
What would you do with your desk? Like?
I would do my homework on there, and I would probably put all my drawing stuff on it and put my computer there.
Yeah. What type of drawings do you make?
I'm really good at drawing eyes.
Yeah. Cool.
And I have a bunch of markers and drawing stuff that I could use. So it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with this, like, what do you think's going on? How did he, like, come up with all that?
I think that he probably wants to become a pilot, so that's why he's wearing all that stuff, and he has paper airplanes. Like, he's pretending to guide them to an area.
Okay.
So that's why there's an airplane over there, and he's pretending like this is that, and he's pretending like he's soaring through the fields and driving it.
Yeah. Do you want to be a pilot one day or no?
No.
Okay.
Because I feel like a pilot is like if the plane crashes and it's your fault, then you have like millions of like a bunch of people who died in the plane crash. You have to blame yourself for that.
Yeah.
And it would be a lot of pressure. And if it crashes, because I know plane crashes happen sometimes, you would most likely die. So I'd probably want to have a safer job.
Yeah, that's fair. That's sad to think about.
Yeah.
But
you got to think about the minor details that you might not think about, but you just have to think about, oh, what is the danger level of this?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you might want to be or not?
I think maybe an actress or a teacher.
Ooh.
Or maybe a zookeeper.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So the room looks kind of messy or clean?
Messy because he's trying to go through all of his stuff, trying to find all the clothes that he's wearing and trying to find all the paper to make paper airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Does your room ever look like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you good at cleaning or what would you do to be more organized, you think?
I don't really like organizing, but it would make it a little bit easier. But I can just find things out of the spot because I only have like a few stuff. Sometimes I have to dig for like old stuff that I don't use anymore. And recently like a couple weeks ago, we went through our rooms and our basement and donated a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, well, you did a great job explaining this.
I have one shelf that is crowded with books.
Oh, yeah. What type of, you said you like historical fiction?
Yeah.
So what type of books do you have there?
A lot of World War II books and like a bunch of series books that I collected that I'm probably going to give to my little sister because it's about her reading level now. The books that I think I should read over there in the pink shoes, I would give them to her when she's like when I started reading those books. So like when she starts getting in fourth grade, because there's some stuff that she might not be able to handle now, because there's big words that she needs to learn still.
That's very nice of you to share your books with her. Awesome.
You're doing great. Aww.
Thank you.
All right, are you ready for the next picture?
Yep.
All right, thanks, Jibo. So what do you think is here?
Okay. This girl is a scientist and dreaming about doing experiments. Like, she's basically a living cosi. So, and there's a big octopus in the background. Probably her imagination, because I don't think that would possibly be happening in a school lab or maybe her house. And she has ideas. She has a bunch of stuff on her wall to help her. And she has a notepad. She has a lab coat. She has a rat at the bottom. She's got a bunch of the experiment bottles, two rats, a bunch of books, a bunch of jars with a bunch of stuff in it, and a lot of posters to help her, like this, the DNA poster, and then this, about like probably about molecules. I don't know. Sorry. Molecules. Yeah.
All good. I understand what you mean. Anything else you see there? I think you got most of it.
Yeah.
So, if you could have any pets or animals to help you out in a lab, what would you like to have?
What? I don't really understand that question, like, to experiment on.
No, like, to help you out, to be, like, your friends in the lab, to help you do your experiments. Kind of like how this octopus seems to be helping her out.
I know dogs can be trained to help. Like, some dogs can, like, open a fridge. So probably, like, a German Shepherd or a Golden Retriever. Because they can do a bunch of simple tasks when I'm busy experimenting.
Awesome. Love that. So what do you think they're doing there? Like, what type of experiment, maybe?
Probably trying to do a chemical reaction, because there's a bunch of stuff in those, or probably trying to figure out DNA of certain animals.
Yeah. What type of stuff do you do in your science class? Anything similar?
Well, this year our homeroom class was just all of our classes. We did, I kind of forget because this is a while ago. We did a roller coaster experiment where you had to build a roller coaster out of a bunch of stuff, and it was energy and motion. And we learned how to make a light turn on with a battery and a wire. And the roller coaster, you had to build one, and you had to have friction. You had to have motion. I forget all the stuff, but you had to build a roller coaster, and you had to make a marble go down. And I remember my group, we built a popsicle stick bridge. And then we had a toilet paper roll, like, curved up to add the friction.
Awesome.
To stop it.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. All right, anything else about this one?
I don't really think so.
Okay, so we can probably go to the next one, Jibo. Alright.
This girl loves gardening. She's growing a beet bigger than her head. She probably lives on a farm. There's a snail. There's a bunch of little beets. Oh, what is that? A big snail? Oh yeah, that's a huge snail. More snails, a lot of beets that she's growing, And that's probably going to be a world record one that she's been trying to create. She's probably been growing it for like 5 years.
And I don't know what's in the background there. It looks like it's breaking. And there's a big fence around it, and
that's what I see. I don't know what the stuff in the background, like that stuff, is back there.
I don't know either, but I think you had good ideas about it. So if you could have anything, like grow anything for a world record, what would you want to grow?
Biggest donut.
Biggest donut? What type of donuts do you like?
I like donuts.
All donuts?
I don't really like jelly-filled donuts. I like the Long John ones because they're cream-filled and they're still a donut. Like, you get more donut than a regular glazed one. So if your mom says, one donut, you only get to pick out one donut. Pick out a Long John because it will give you more than it would a regular one. And it's still one donut.
Very true. Very smart. Love that.
Yeah.
So, you kind of said what you already saw there, but, like, what do you think, like, so you said she's going to make do a world record.
Probably, because it's huge.
Yeah, after that, what do you think she'll do with it?
She'd probably buy the book that she's in and just admire herself, say, oh, yeah, I grew that beet. And she'd probably try to grow a lot more of stuff and probably try to grow, since she lives on a farm, grow different things that her farm grows, like soybeans or corn. So she'd probably try to do that as a world record, knowing that she has done it before. Because it gives you the motivation, like, I can do this again, I've done it.
Yeah. Very cool. Anything else about this one?
I don't think so. All
right. Great job. Thank you, Jibo, for helping us.
Great job.
Awesome. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer now. That's so great. I love hearing all your ideas. All right, now we're going to do something else. And for this one, if you could please tell me what you see this person doing, and then how would you do that? Like, what steps would you take?
This little boy is brushing his teeth, and I have braces, so I have to brush the bottom, brush underneath the bracket, over the bracket, behind the teeth, and then around. So that's how I would do it.
Ooh. So what would you do with the brush?
I would put my toothpaste on the brush. And then I would start with the bottom teeth, then the whole process. And then I would turn on the water and spit it out.
Sounds good to me. Awesome.
And wash off my toothbrush, so that way there's no toothpaste on it.
Yeah, that would be kind of yucky. All right, what about here?
This little boy is washing his hands. And I turn on the water, I get my hands wet, I get the soap, and then I scrub it in, and then I do the water, and then I turn it off. He's tying his shoes. I don't have tieable shoes on right now, but I cross it over. It's kind of, it's hard to explain unless I had tieable shoes.
Just try your best. All good.
So you put it in, you have the two strands, you put one over, you put it through, and then you tie it. You don't tie it yet. And then you make a bunny ear, you wrap one around, you pull it through, and then you double, and then I have to double knot it. Sometimes I don't double knot it, and then it looks like two bunny ears with like strands sticking out.
You did a great job explaining that.
Yeah, it's very hard to explain. So it might not be a perfect picture, but it's a semi-complete picture.
No, I had a beautiful visual of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, what about here?
This girl is pouring herself cereal, except she has probably like milk, even though she has milk. Or she's gonna pour it in, because first I pour in the cereal in my bowl, which I have to get out the bowl. I pour in my cereal, I pour in the milk, I get the spoon, and then I bring it to the table and eat breakfast.
Nice.
Or dinner. Yeah, breakfast or dinner.
What type of cereal do you like?
I like Fruit Loops.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you have cereal often?
Yeah, usually when we were going to school, we either had like a granola bar or cereal.
Nice. What about this one?
This boy is putting on a sweatshirt, and it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, you can try your best.
But first, I take the sweatshirt, I put my head under it, I put my arms through, and then I pull And then I put, and then, okay. I put it over my head, my head is out, and then I put my right arm and then my left arm because my right arm is my good arm.
Nice, awesome. What days would you probably want to wear a sweatshirt?
In winter or like if I'm cold.
Yeah, sounds good. What else would you wear in the winter?
Pants and boots and long sleeve shirts.
Awesome. What about this one?
She is frosting cupcakes. I usually we don't really make cupcakes, but I would probably do it the way she's doing it.
Hey, how's she doing?
She has the plain cupcake and she has the frosting and then she's swirling it around, going in before and like making it a big like taller and taller loop until she gets to the top.
What might you put on top after that?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles?
Yeah. Good or stuff. Just eat it plain frosting.
Good stuff. Good stuff. What about this one?
This girl is painting a picture. I have acrylic paint, so I would get my canvas on my easel. I'd pick out my paint that I want on my palette. I would get my brush, put it in, and then I would just start painting. And then I would put it in the water and then dry it off on my paper towel.
Awesome. And I know you said you like to paint eyes. Do you paint anything else?
I don't paint. I draw eyes, but I paint. I just paint kind of abstract, I think. And do a bunch of shapes. I know I made a dripping one once, and it looks really cool.
Very cool.
Made a sunset and a cool shape one at my friend's house. That was before I got acrylic paint.
Very cool. Any other crafts you do?
I don't really know.
That's okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah, all good. All right, what's happening here?
This boy is fastening his seatbelt, so I'd pull down my seatbelt like this and bring it over like diagonal, because usually it would just go like this, and then I'd buckle it in, and then I'd just like tighten it if I needed to.
What about here?
This girl is pretending to feed her sick teddy bear soup, and I would just pretend pick up stuff from the bowl and just put it by its mouth like she's doing.
Yeah. So here, what do you think this person is doing?
He is having a costume party, but he didn't know what to wear, so he just went with all of them.
So what is he wearing?
He's wearing a tutu, a suit, beautiful scarf, fairy wand, and then sunglasses and a witch hat.
Yeah. Do you dress up like this ever?
Sometimes when I'm messing around with my sisters.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
This boy is going down the slide, and I would do the exact same thing he did because it's kind of the only way to go down a slide unless you went head first, which I sometimes do.
What would you do maybe before you get on the slide?
I would climb up the ladder, put my feet down first, and then go slide down.
Yeah. Awesome. What's happening here?
This boy is playing soccer, and I would kick the ball, pass it to my teammate, and then like go by the goal because I play soccer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What position?
We kind of switch positions, but I usually play off. I play all the positions because I don't. I sometimes play offense. I usually play goalie in the games, at least one session of a defense, and then mid, which is like in between offense and defense, and it's offense and defense. So if you have the ball, you can just score a goal. But if offense is on the other side of the field, you kind of want to be in between offense and defense.
Very cool. Have you been playing for a long time?
No, I played when I was like 3, but I started this year in the spring again, and I'm gonna do it in the fall.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have fun.
These people are building blocks, and they spelled blue, and then ZQOS, which is not a word, but they spelled blue with letter blocks, and I was probably spell like words, like weird words, probably like glue. Or goo.
Yeah. How about this one?
This boy is pushing the girl on the swing, but I would not recommend what he's doing because he's flipping the swing like this and she's just like falling off of it, yeah. But holding on.
So how would you do it then?
They would be sitting on the swing and I would just like push their back, not push the string because that would make them slow down more.
Good idea. Awesome. What's happening here?
This girl is giving her a lollipop or this girl is giving her a lollipop. And it's kind of hard to tell. Oh, I think this girl is receiving the lollipop because she wrapped it around. No, this girl is receiving it because this girl has candy already.
Yeah. Do you ever do this?
Not with my sisters.
Funny. Do you like candy?
Yes.
Well, what type?
I can't really have that much, but I make exceptions for gummies by ripping them up into little pieces and then just sucking on them.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's good. What's this happening here?
This boy is in timeout, and he looks like he probably does baseball, so he probably was swinging and hit the window, so he has to wait for the timer to go off.
Yeah, how long do you think he's going to wait?
30 minutes.
That's a reasonable guess.
And then probably be grounded, because he doesn't.
Have you experienced this before?
I've been in the corner before, but, like, it's only for, like, a minute.
Okay. Cool. You're all good to look back. You can go ahead and hit a button. Yay! And then we'll look
You're
at a few pictures.
Awesome job.
Thanks.
So we'll look at a few of these fun pictures and we all done, okay?
Cool. Okay.
So this one's kind of cool. I think you'll like this one.
Yeah.
So what do you think's happening here? What do you see?
This little girl is either in space. No, she's not in space because she can't bring a book, I don't think, into space. But she and these planets aren't that close together. There's not two Saturns. And she's pretending like she's in space, and she's wearing probably an astronaut costume, and because she wants to be an astronaut, and this is her imagination, and this is what she sees in her imagination.
Very cool. Would you ever go in space?
Probably not.
Why?
Because I know that a lot of spaceships have crashed. And I would probably be away from my family for a while.
Yeah. That's a good reason, yeah.
Yeah.
I like this one.
It's cute.
So what do you see?
I see a frog wearing a crown, King Frog, in a mug.
How do you think that happened?
He just hopped into the mug. Because frog can do that. And it's cute.
Yeah.
And then a little girl probably put a crown on him. Aww. Or he's the princess in the frog. He's the frog. And he's waiting in the princess's mug, which is coffee. So, or any drink.
Very good guess. I like this one a lot.
Yeah.
So what do you see here?
This boy has a big sandwich full of lettuce, or some meats, and he's cutting it up for his pet giraffe.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can have a pet giraffe.
Would you want a pet giraffe?
No. They would probably break all my ceilings, because they're so tall.
Yeah. All right, this one's great too.
Yes.
What do you think's happening here?
This goat has a lot of money and candy. No, that's chocolate coins. Or it's regular stuff, and they're sitting on a throne with a princess crown. And they have a beard, which doesn't make any sense for a princess. But it's a goat, so of course it has a beard. Every goat has a beard.
Yeah, it's a little silly, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, let's see this one is great too.
Oh, that's cute.
What's happening here?
A little piglet is taking a bath, and there's a duck in soap, and he's just scrubbing all that mud off. It's probably going to be brown water.
Yeah. Awesome. I think that was probably the one.
Great job.
So I think you're all good now. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Buzzer.